This is the BBC Home Service.
Good. Now I'll hear that same announcement by a midget.
This is the BBC Home Service.
Who's he?
I'm a friend of Bert Fatang.
Fatang?
Fatang.
Pintaco.
Fatou.
Friend of Bert Fatang.
Fatang?
Yes, Fontylibon. You are listening to the soundtrack of this week's Wonder Ear film presenting Captain Stingo or...
Goonlore or anything or I'll hearn. See, hear, and smell hairless midget Harry Seagoon as double Captain Rapture. Hard riding, hard shooting, hard up cowboy.
Hello, you watery critters!
This role calls for great audience imagination. See, feel, and hit Spike Maligner as the dying actor.
Radio screen. See the hand-operated electric teeth of Peter Vicious Sellers as Big Black Beauty, the man wallpaper stallion. Listen to the strains of Tex McGlenn and his sons of the bicycle saddle.
Hear me home. Well,
oh, dear.
This, then, is your entertainment for this evening. '67 and dead on time. The harbor of Boston is a hive of inactivity as English immigrants bring their shattered bank accounts to the New World. Alongside is the good ship Venus. The pling-plang-toof-noppity-nippity-noo pleater, omnivorous plethora, platy-plong-plong-tarty-dee-voo-to-dooey, fit-pull, tong-tang-ting-put-put... I can't read this rubbish.
It's Holland in the Marker.
Yes, Sonny, it's a tradition amongst drowning men. Come, let's step ashore into America, the land of plenty.
Hey, bud, you got a nickel for a cup of coffee?
Well, poor man, you must be starving. Here, take that. That'll teach you not to be poor in front of me again. Now, where's my slave, Uncle Tom's cabin?
I'm here, boss. Hughes' covered wagon is waiting for Hughes.
Good for Hughes. Fill the horses up with 3 gallons of hay. What a gallant figure I must have made in my tricorn hat, tricorn trousers, and an unexpurgated first edition of the Union Jack.
Did you say covered wagon?
Yes, and here's a photo of me saying it.
And here is a statue of the word thank you.
Good. I'll unveil it tomorrow.
Fine, fine. Are you a millionaire?
No, I'm 7'6" short.
Lost. Look, sir, I too am heading west with this retired wooden fish crate.
Ah! Let me out of here, Ripper. The chong, oh, the pong, Ripper.
I say.
Let me out of here.
What are those yellow things champing at the knothole?
They are the teeth of a dear friend and confidant, the great French poet and lyric plumber, Count Jim Flies. Moriarty.
Why does he travel by fish crate?
It's something to do with the devaluation of the franc. I'm not sure. However, apart from which, he is inventing something. Listen, he's working on it, my dear sir. Even now he treads the keys of his Adolf saxophone. Could we hire, perchance, a room on your covered wagon so that the Count may continue undisturbed by disturb?
Well, there's no bath.
No bath? Just what the Count likes at the end of a long day.
Right, now, where's the rent?
In my trousers.
He bent down and sure enough, he had a rent in his trousers!
Hey!
California, son of a figs! Here we come! Get up there!
Thank you.
That night, the wagon train rested in the plain of the Plat Plon Tip Tock Clonth and Plat Knick Knack Paddywhack Give a Dog a Goon.
Splish, splish. I do. I refuse to read on my. I say, will all those prairie dogs never stop howling?
They're always howling. No trees on the prairie.
Listeners who recognize that gag, please keep that trap shut. Well, I'm going to bed. Good night. Oh, 18 stone three. Gad, I'm a heavy sleeper.
Let me out, buddy.
Shh. Quiet in that crate.
Is it night or day?
Fool. That sort of thing is only for the rich.
Let me out, buddy.
I'll let you out when you've made enough saxophones to sell to the Indians.
I've made current shirt Miss Lucky saxophone.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, come out. Ah. Which of all these fish bones is you?
I'm the one with hairs on.
My goodness, the sea trip has done you a power of good. You'll soon be strong enough to lie down, Cap.
The Indians are attacking us in wild stream. What luck! It's Davy Eccles and his goon shin cat. You do it and you can clean it up, mate. Now listen,
yep.
We need help. Yep. Those smelly old Indians are overpowering us.
Hold your nose then, buddy. Hold your nose.
Very good, yes. Get through to Fort Fatang and fetch help.
Okay.
Here's the fare.
Get up!
Fortunately for us, folks, a bare 10 miles away, the U.S. 6th Cavalry were in the area. And a bare 10 miles in America is equal to 3 fully clothed miles in France.
Oh! There's discipline for you. Lieutenant Hearn.
Yes, sir.
Where's your horse?
You only called me, sir.
Well, that's a good answer, son. You must be mighty proud of it.
It belonged to my father, Hearn.
It's a well-worn Hearn, yes. Yeah. Here's a dollar, Hearn.
A dollar, Hearn? What for, Hearn?
It's pay as you Hearn. Sergeant Perdue, where's the chuck wagon, Hearn?
French. The worst thing, sir. The most.
Oh, well, if you say so. I'm sorry, Sarge. Here, catch this life belt.
We better get going, Colonel. They say that the knobbly knee Indians are in the vicinity.
Well, let's hope we don't get wind of them. Call him over. We can do it alone, Hearn. Yeah.
Great jumping for Nakapans. It's the Nobly Knee tribe in full war paint and wallpaper.
Ugh! How vague. Tiff na findu vague.
I reckon there must be an easier way to make a living, you know. How, Hearn, how?
Me, chief investor in Wall Street. Chief sitting bull and bear. This is my score.
How do you do?
Ugh.
Yes, I thought that too.
And this nit here is my son, great warrior, Fred Smith, OBE.
Hello, boy. I had eggs for tea.
Hey, he looks mighty tall in the saddle.
That's because he's on a horse, mate.
Ta-da!
Chief, we want to do business. We're willing to knock all your teeth out for nothing and give you genuine false ones in exchange for old buffalo hide.
Ugh. All my braves have buffalo hides.
Well, where's yours?
Where's my what, mate?
Where's your buffalo hide?
He's hiding behind that tree, mate.
Sounds like Monkhouse and Goodwin got here first.
Well, look, wait a minute. Me no like what white man offer. You go, or my braves go on four-lane warpath. Now give you Biff and Conk. Biff!
That's my dad's boy.
Watch out, Sitting Bull. I'll get you assured my name's Custer. Ow!
Oh, here. Holy smoke! It's something going here.
Me on here.
Steady there, son. Steady. You let me get a hold of your coconut shell.
I've been so hell to get here.
There must be a cooler route, son, I reckon.
The wagon train with your wife on board has been attacked by the Indians.
My wife? Is she safe?
Yeah.
I never did like them Indians, you know.
Did any follow you?
Yeah, they shoot at me all the time. But I just stuck my tongue out at them.
Get wounded?
Yeah.
Where?
In the tongue.
Well, for no reason at all. Forward!
My white man gone, and leave no tip. Come, we go on warpath. Take partners for next war dance.
That night, the tribes of the Sioux Confederacy were assembled for war. A white man and his fish crate were the center of attraction.
Red men, I come as a fellow equity member with all dues paid. In this fish crate are what red men need.
Red women?
Later, Jill, later. But plenty of it later. First, I knock on box two. Saxophones
from out of the sky,
my brother and I.
Come, me like me try play.
You play lovely, sir.
Yes, he plays lovely, doesn't he? Could easily pass for music. I pass.
Good. Tonight, me and braves attack white men with saxophone. Many.
Gentlemen, somebody's supplying the Indians with saxophone.
I think I know who it is.
Bring that thing closer, will you? You were saying, Hearn?
I know who they are. Moriarty and Finn.
Where is they hiding?
America.
Chardon, make a note of that at address, will you?
How do you spell it?
Don't bother how to spell it. Just write it down.
Okay.
Now read it back, will you? That sounds like the place to me, yeah. All right, man, search America and look under the bed.
Good fight. They've got wind of us. They've got to get away, I tell you.
Don't panic, Cart. Get into this women's disguise kit while Ray Ellington releases his power of song on an unsuspecting world.
Zash, darling, we're in love, it appears, and I surely want to thank you. But if you get ideas, I'll surely have to spank you. I belong to you, and now I know I show it. You belong to me, and you'd better know it. Give me all your love, sweet sugar, spice, and honey, but don't ever quit. Not for love, no money. I'd do most anything just to amuse you.
But there's nothing that I wouldn't do rather than lose you. When I play the game, I can't afford to throw it, 'cause I play for keeps, and you'd better know it. But don't ever lose Ash. You belong to me, Zash. I'd do most anything just to amuse you, but there's nothing that I wouldn't do rather than lose you. I play the game, it's all the same, 'cause I play for keeps. Uh-huh, that's nice. And I'll tell you something more, you better know it.
Meantime, in Dodge City, television center of the Old West, a quack hawks his wares and a wares his hawks. Whichever way is the better, I wouldn't know.
Oh, that's done me a power of good, folks. And, thank you. And the more where that came from, folks. Citizens of Dodge City, blood knocks the name. Dr. Dennis Bloodnock, late of Harley Street, Twickenham. Now, I've cured the aristocrats of the Flynn and the farmers. Now, let me read this testimonial, sir. Dear sir, since taking our course of thunder pills, I feel like a new man. Signed, Mrs. Ivy Chandler. Now then, who will be the first to try it, I say? Who will be the first? Go try some. A Hindu Raja. Give him a big hand.
Thank you, sir. But I'm only a coolie.
Coolie. Give him a small hand, will you?
Thank you.
Now then, mystic son of the East, sip this small sulfur and licorice bomb. Look! Oh, before my eyes. Before my military eyes. The color is coming back to his pallid loincloth.
Oh, Moog. Good heavens. Oh, good heavens. Where are my trousers and loincloth gone?
How do you feel, Prince of the East?
I don't feel well, Ivy. I feel very, very ill.
Ill?
Ill.
You ungrateful swine.
You're a quack, mister. You're a quack.
Steady, Yankee Doodles, or I'll have the red coats on you. I'm a personal friend of Billy Butlin, you know. Careful there.
I say, barman. Drinks for my lady.
Yes. I'll have a glass of fish and chips.
And see you put a good head on it.
Ma'am, we don't keep any drink or fish and chips.
What?
Come, Moriarty. We shall take our trade and malnutrition elsewhere.
Cool and everything.
Right, Moriarty, you hold the piano. I'll feel the table.
I'm Lieutenant Hearn of the United States Cavalry. Reasonable charges to regular customers. Delighted to meet you too, sir. Now, we're looking for two men who've been selling contraband saxophones to the Red Indians, thereby causing unemployment among white musicians. Pardon me, ma'am. Your wig's fallen off.
Wig? How dare you, sir? The unfortunate woman just happens to have gone bald suddenly. It's obviously a case of the new lightning French alopecia from the song of the same name.
That's right. That's right. Alopecia, lightning alopecia. Alopecia happens every day.
First you get it on your nut.
First you get it on your nut. On my nut.
On his nut.
On my nut.
Oh, alopecia, lightning alopecia. Alopecia.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Stop that alopecia. One moment, you two. I seem to recognize your face, sir. Take off that false nose.
What?
Uh-huh. Now them false ears.
I protest.
Now that false suit and that false chest. Just as I thought. I don't know who you are. Who are you?
Lord Nelson.
He had one arm missing.
I have. I used to have three.
Behind the cards.
Poker, pontoon, and rummy.
Yeah, and cards. Oh, no.
Well, all right, you fellas, I pass.
I pass.
I got the mean of folks. I got the mean of folks. I'm calling you, fellas.
Oh, he's calling us all fellas. I shall reciprocate. I shall call him a fella. Hello, fella.
Yeah, what's that under the bottle? I didn't see you under that big black hat with that cut and moustache.
It's a call of the West, partner. Shoes, plug of Hopalong Cassidy, cardboard string tobacco. Licorice type. Spit, spit, spitty. Gone right down the frong of my shirt.
Who are you, stranger? Speak up.
I am Marshal Matt Dillon of 23 Flub Avenue, East Finchley, North 12.
I ain't never seen you in Dodge City before. How do you get here?
I came on the 49 bus on the High Street.
There ain't no buses run out here.
No, it only took me as far as the Odeon. I had to walk all the rest of the way myself.
But now, what about the game?
Okay, then you're calling, Mad Dan. What kind of hand you got?
Four fingers and a tongue.
I beat you, madam. I got four fingers, two thumbs, and a toe.
Oh, there ain't no such thing.
You think I'm a cheat?
Oh, I think you're deformed.
No man can call Blue Butter deformed unless he's a specialist. Because I'm running you in.
I've been running. I've done 10,000 miles. Please, Blue Butter.
Come on, madam. Are you going quietly, or do we have to use earplugs?
What's the charge?
The murder of Julius Caesar.
I wasn't alive when he was murdered.
No, I know that. I know that. That is why we had to wait till you was born before we could arrest you.
Down with Caesar.
Yes.
You won't take me dead or alive.
And how are we going to take you dead?
In between.
He's there now. Let's get him.
What?
Cover your guns, madam. Oh. I'm warning you. See the panther-like movement of my mittened hands as they curl towards the cardboard and string triggers of my shredded wheat cut-out pistol.
There you are, you dirty little tramp.
Off
with you, old man. Your father's been looking everywhere for his true beer. We've got a shop and I'll set you for.
I'll come, you stole my game. Bye-bye, Colonel.
And so perish all enemies of the Queen.
And there's more by that past. No one recognize advice but a ship and them words.
Run for it, Moriarty, they know it.
This, then, was the situation. Bloodnock pursued by the mob, Grippie pursued by the 9th Cavalry, and Bluebottle pursued by his mother. With that in mind, will listeners please take in their slack and listen to the occupants of Fort Fatang preparing for the Indian assault.
Run it well in, Henry. Run it well in.
They won't quell old Hen Cran by surprise. Min, stand against that wall for a certain test.
Oh, okay, Cocky.
Did that hurt, Min?
Yes.
Good, then this is the gun for the Redskins. Now, just in case, I'll get a gun ready for the Blueskins and the Greenskins.
I have to attack soon because the dinner's getting burnt.
They'll never attack a burnt dinner, Min. I tell you. Uncle Oscar, what are you doing out of your grave?
He must be feeling better.
Oh, Uncle. At your age, you've been at the hormones again. There go his teeth, Min. That means more dinner for us.
Yes. What's that?
Oh, you hear that, Min? It's the war whoops of the Nakataka Indians.
Oh, are they the ones that commit atrocities?
Yes, Min.
I'll go upstairs and get ready.
Stop it, Min, do you hear? What? You know that's for me, I tell you. He remembered, Min. He's remembered in leather. Now, Uncle, get inside that coffin and defend it with your life. Min, get into your best red flannel drawers and defend them to the end. I shall just announce the next part of the program. Ladies and gentlemen, I have pleasure in announcing a knock at the door. Last, there's been a change in the program. Who is it?
And so, folks, with rivers of blood being shed, arson, rape, murder everywhere, we say good night from Happydrome. They got me, folks. Another unhappy ending, especially for me.